Greetings, everyone. This is Derek with Overcomers Life Group Podcast. I pray each and every one of you are doing very well at this time. I wanted to share with you, it's a particular topic I just happened to read last night, and it's out of the book that's called Prayers, and which is by Chosen Word Ministries. You may have seen me post a couple different times in reference to this particular book and some passages out of it. It's an extremely powerful, powerful book that's laced with prayers, scriptures, you name it. It's a very, very powerful book. So anyway, the particular topic that I came across last night is called Power of Your Spoken Words, Sins of the Tongue. It reads as, the tongue is powerful and we can use it for good or for evil. God's word tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. We know that God created everything by speaking it into existence. Excuse me. The spirit world is controlled by the word of God. We are a part of that spirit world. The natural or physical world is to be controlled by man speaking God's word. The spoken word is God's creative power. Every believer has the Spirit of God dwelling in them, and because of that, the words we speak carry God's creative power. The Word of God warns us to guard our words, as we will be held accountable for what we speak. Matthew 12:36-37 says, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." The enemy is very aware of the power of your words and takes advantage of the negative words we speak in our daily lives. By our words, we can speak curses upon ourselves, those whom we love, or those we have contact with during our everyday life. Three types of curses that we speak that can have negative effects upon our lives are self-imposed curses. Refers to Scripture, Psalms 34:13, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." Proverbs 18:20-21, "A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of the mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled." Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. James 1:26, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." We can bring curses upon ourselves by the things we say. If we say things about ourselves like, "I can't do it. I'm so stupid. I never do anything right. I knew that was going to happen to me." We bring a self-fulfilling prophecy into our lives. Negative words speak a lack of faith in God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is alive in us, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." We must delegate negative phrases and statements from our lives. Remember, we are indebted by the words of our mouth, and we will have to settle the debt with God for any hateful, negative words we speak. You need to forgive yourself for speaking those words over your life, and then break the influence that they may have over it. You know, the little part that I just read was said, "We'll have to settle the debt with God for any hateful, negative words we speak." Oh, wow. Doesn't that make you think about right now what's going on in the world, with some of our leaders and our net brothers and sisters, whether they save or unsaved, whatever. Those words, hateful and negative words. That's what's going on now, and I know it's been going on since the beginning of time pretty much, but it just seemed like it is just very amplified right about now. But I wanted to share this with you. Like I said, I came across it last night, and to me it's a very powerful thing, and we definitely have to be careful of what we say and definitely be careful of what we think. And because both our thoughts and words are extremely powerful. So wanted to leave you with that. Everyone have a wonderful and great weekend. Take care of yourself. Stay encouraged. And keep on pressing on. Be all that God created you to be. Take care. Bye-bye.